Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
So who is the happier sex? Is it men or women? Just in general, if you just divided our country down the middle, all the women on one side, all the men on the other, which little civilization would be happier? Most say it would be men that would be happier. Women live longer. Men live happier. Maybe that's the key. And from this show, are the men or the women happier on our show? Well,
yes.
There's Jenna's rock bottom, y'all. That doesn't suggest happiness.
No.
And, you know, the greatest motivational speakers all tell us the same thing.
Let me help you with a couple tips on how to feel happy, irregardless of what's going on around you.
You lost me when you said
irregardless.
When a motivational speaker says irregardless.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. So we decided to maybe debate this topic a little bit and let the women go first.
I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, that.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy,
because
joy.
Because I firmly believe that women are happier than men.
You think so?
Yeah. Happy, happy, joy, and you don't?
Why so? No,
okay.
Personally, I don't.
Gosh, even just this morning. Like how long it takes me to get ready to do this when we're being filmed. And the guys are like, all right, I'm ready to go.
So what I'm hearing is the premise is that life is easier for men. Therefore, women are happier.
Yes.
Men are happier because their
life
is easier. Well, it is because how long did it take you to get dressed this morning?
A minute.
Thank you.
It took me 40 minutes to get totally like this, and I still don't feel completely ready.
You were putting eyeliner on when we started the show.
Yes.
So it never ends.
Okay.
It just goes on all day.
Right.
The getting ready goes on until you go to bed.
Yeah.
And
I think.
You don't have to get
a lot of pressure.
Yeah. You don't have to get painfully waxed.
And you know, it used to be that men were the primary breadwinners. They had the whole burden of carrying a family on their backs. And now those roles have shifted.
Yeah.
So you don't have to carry that burden all by yourself anymore.
We're not the primary breadwinners.
So we made it easier for you in that aspect as well.
So is that moment I'm putting air into my tire because it keeps losing air that I'm like, man. I really don't like this.
Well, let's get
like
to it
this.
Now. Here's what Kelly and Jenna say makes men happier than women.
Well, really, what do you expect from such simple creatures as men?
Really? Really simple?
Pretty simple.
We're simple.
Your last name never changes. It stays put.
That's true. That's good.
Good.
The garage is all yours.
Stay out of there.
Yeah. You seem to think wedding plans take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned earlier.
They don't.
And for you, chocolate is just like a snack.
Yeah, it's just another snack.
You naturally have lower body fat than we do. Well, you can easily be president. You can never be pregnant. You can wear a white t-shirt to a water park. You can wear no shirt to a water park. Car mechanics tell you the truth.
That's a good one. That's true.
And for men, well, the world is your urinal. You never have to drive to another gas station restroom because this one is just too icky for you.
I'm not going to touch anything.
That's
fine.
True.
Yeah. You don't have to stop and think really hard of which way to turn a nut on a bolt.
Yeah, it's always clockwise.
And for men, wrinkles add character.
Don't you love that?
Yeah. I like that.
And going back to those wedding plans, you know, a wedding dress, it costs, what, $5,000? Tux rental, $100. People never stare at your chest when you're talking to them.
No.
When you buy new shoes, they don't cut, blister, mangle your feet.
Why would you buy them?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they hurt. You don't buy them. Yeah, you leave them there.
Well, you know, fashion is often pain. And you have one mood all the time.
Yeah, we don't PMS.
No.
Phone conversations are over in 30 seconds flat if you even have a phone conversation.
Let me do one right now.
Hey, JC.
Yo.
It's Kid.
What's up?
Want to go to the game?
Yeah.
All right, meet me out front, like 10 minutes before.
I'll be there.
Bye.
Boom.
There you go.
If you even make it past the text.
Same conversation with women? JC?
Yeah.
Hey, JC?
Yeah.
You want to go to the game?
Yeah, well,
what are you gonna wear?
Oh, I don't know. I got this cute skirt that I just bought yesterday.
I swear to God, if Jason is there, I am gonna turn and run. I swear to God, I can't even see him tonight.
Girl, I heard he was there with Tom.
You need to check yourself, okay?
Because
I don't want to see him. And what are we gonna do at halftime? Are we gonna go to the bar there? Or are we gonna go upstairs to Platinum Club?
If we go to the Platinum Club, we can get drinks bought for us.
Oh, I bet we could.
We should.
Hey, what, you want to go out after? Or do you have to work early?
I gotta work, but my head kind of hurts.
What is that? I've got like razor bumps. up on my inside of my left thigh.
Oh, okay, we get it.
It's crazy.
We get it.
So send me an email and let me know what you're wearing with a picture and what time you want to meet.
Okay. Send me a picture of your outfit,
I'll call
okay?
you back in 5 minutes.
Okay, bye.
I think the girl conversation was way more fun.
Yeah, and it was still way shorter than normal because I would have talked about like how we should pre-eat before the game.
Yeah.
The food, we only have a four-hour show.
Yeah.
And so now, we need to eat something before we go.
And now the guys again.
JC.
Yo.
Hey, man, I'm going to be about 5 minutes later, right?
That's cool.
I'll see you up front.
All right.
No, you just
there you go.
A guy wouldn't call a guy until he's going to be 5 minutes late.
No, yeah.
All right, back to our list.
Yes.
A 5-day vacation for a man requires just one suitcase. You can open all your own jars.
Sure.
And you get extra credit for just doing the slightest act of something thoughtful.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
We're not expected to do anything.
Never. But when you do, woohoo, yay, give you a blue ribbon. And if someone forgets to invite you, they can still be your friend.
Yeah, we forgive that. We're like, that's all right.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Your underwear costs about $8.95 for a pack of three. Three pairs of shoes are more than enough. And you almost never have those strap problems with the bras in public.
Strap problems?
Because you can always go braless.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're Phil Mickelson, you should probably wear
it. Yeah, right.
You are unable to see wrinkles in your clothes. Everything on your face stays its original color. The same hairstyle lasts for years, maybe even decades,
sure.
I would say.
Oh, yeah, we can go forever.
And you only have to shave your face and your neck.
Sure.
And some of you don't even bother with that.
I just wish the three of you would go get Brazilian waxes with Kelly and I one day. Mm. So you could
I am dude.
I'll see that happen.
Okay.
I mean, I would go with Kid and Alan, but no.
No.
I wish you guys would.
No. I wouldn't go with Alan.
I wouldn't go with Greg. Yeah. Irregardless, as she said.
How about this? You can play with toys your entire life.
Love it!
Yeah.
Your belly usually hides your child not bearing hips.
Yeah.
You can wear shorts no matter how your legs look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can do your nails with a pocket knife.
Yep.
If that's what you call doing.
I just bite them.
You can do Christmas shopping for all of your relatives on December 24th and knock it out in half an hour.
True
that's what I do.
You know, and one last thing. It's just totally fine to keep your hand down your pants all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No wonder men are so much happier.
Mine's head down my pants.
Get your hand out of your pants. Nobody wants to see that.
I might be convinced from this list. I mean, we really do have a much easier life.
We do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, being a dude is awesome.
I'm kind of ashamed I haven't done more with it.
And if you don't shower and you have that man musk, that's kind of a sexy thing.
Yeah.
But for me, the musk is not a sexy thing.
No,
to you, but
funk.
It might be to a man.
I don't want to have the funk, no.
How about a woman's musk?
No.
2, 3, 4, 5 times in our life, we don't have to walk around all big and pregnant, you know? And then have that fear, especially on the first one, of what it's going to feel like when that huge thing comes out of you and
right.
what your body's going to be like after. We don't have to, like, we're the same after you give birth.
Right.
The day before, the day after, we look exactly the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We do have it easier.
We got it made. Celebrate.
Is there any way our lives are harder than women?
We have to deal with women.
We have to pay for everything.
Oh, my goodness.
We do.
We have to pay. It's expected that we're going to pay for everything.
Well, it's expected, but then some men use women, and they don't have to do that either.
Yeah, but I pay for a lot most of my own stuff. So I guess in a relationship, you do.
There's the burden.
Everything.
Even though, Kelly, like Kelly said.
You think the oil changes itself? It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
We have to drive the car to Jiffy Lube.
Right. And get them to do it.
Yeah. Speaking of, how often are you supposed to do that?
Every 3 months or 3,000 miles. Or
some cars are 5,000.
We have to go get the car when it's raining and, you know, pick the girl up at the mall at the door.
We have to pump your gas.
We have to give you our jackets because you guys never bring them.
You're always cold.
You're always cold.
Why are you always cold?
This is the thing Kelly and I can relate on right now. We do all of those things ourselves, so it's even worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we don't have a guy to do that for us. So I get my own gas, and sometimes I hand wash my own car.
It would be fun to have a guy to do stuff for me.
Yeah.
That I don't have to pay. And you know what I mean.
Oh.
Nacho.
That's Nacho Man anymore.
I know.
But we're supposed to know how to get to everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
You guys want to know directions?
Why are you making that face?
Why are you making that face?
I can't control my eyebrows 24/7.
Are you not
I'm not perfect, okay? Deal with it.
Nobody's going to argue with you on that.
Deal with that.
So this isn't even a debate? You're not even coming back with why women are happier?
I don't know that you're happier, but your lives are certainly more complicated than ours.
That's another one, too. Guys get along no problem. Girls always butt heads. It's tough to.
But you know what? Y'all control it. Like, y'all control our happiness.
Yeah, because we got the power.
You do have a power.
Yeah, but that power also means that for you guys, for most of your adult life, you dread every 25 days. Like, oh, here it comes.
No.
You know?
No, not anymore.
Oh, wait, that's us. We dread it.
Yeah. The podcast will start right after this delightful message. Hey. This is free.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-509-8182. That's 1-800-509-8182.
You've seen the viral craze that is the Harlem Shakes. Well, Kid Craddock in the Morning has their own offering. A Harlem Shakes video was shot here at the Canalside Lounge yesterday.
Yeah.
That video will make its debut in 40 minutes on Kid TV. So you can watch it live on Kid TV, but we'll simultaneously post it. Or we'll wait a couple of minutes and post it on KidNation.com after that. So go check it out. That's our video. Look at that. Is that
No, that's not us.
See, I wasn't in it, so I don't know what you guys did.
Ours is. It's
we had a lot more people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in it.
Lots.
Jenna has an idea to do another one.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah, I just told JC, and I would. Well,
I like the idea.
I don't want to say, but I need. You know,
after you told me, I went back and I Googled sexy Harlem Shakes sexy Harlem Shakes.
Don't put it out there like that. This is the thing.
Somebody will steal it.
The thing about viral videos, though, is like if you don't do it right, like within 48 hours of it hitting, then it's just old. It's like the Gangnam style thing. So like I'd have to go do it today with friends. You know.
Now Playboy has one, but it's
talking about nude.
It's NSFW. Yeah.
No, I'm talking.
Whoa.
About
nude. Whoa! What?
Kelly, NSFW.
Not safe for work.
Yeah.
Where do I find that one?
Look at Kelly Raspberry.
Do they really have one?
Yeah. I have an earpiece in. And smarter people than me say things in my ear, which I just routinely repeat like Ron Burgundy. Whatever you tell me to say, I'll say it.
Yeah. Without checking the facts first. Yeah.
So Jenna's talking and I hear, Playboy has a Harlem Shakes video. So I go, Playboy has one. And you think I'm the smartest guy ever.
Perfect.
I really hate to let the curtain down on that. But.
No, I just had a good idea. And I thought, but the thing is, I don't even know if half my girlfriends have seen it. But
yeah.
See, the thing with these Harlem Shakes video is that you pick.
Explain it to people.
It usually starts out like in an office and everybody's just doing work. And there's one person that just starts wiling out.
What is the Harlem Shake if you haven't seen it?
Somebody's in a mask, first of all.
Somebody's in a mask or a helmet or something.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just this hard edit into just
because
everybody
no one
going
acknowledges
crazy.
The one dancer. They're going about, it'd be like us, and Kid would be just like grinding, and all of us are just typing, going about our business.
So a normal
and the
day.
Music builds and builds and builds, and then it's one hard cut, and everyone is just like freaking out, like hundreds of people come out of nowhere.
And what is the dance?
Well,
whatever.
Did you shake?
There is a real Harlem Shake, tutorial, you know, like you could do the.
The old school Harlem
Shake. Yeah, like the Superman dance or whatever.
But essentially, it's ad lib and you just shake.
Oh, this is.
Like Elaine from Seinfeld type, whatever.
Yeah, I just drop down and.
80s reference.
You don't even have to be on beat. You just, whatever.
Just go.
You could just hump air.
White people dance.
Yeah, see, I don't.
A bunch of colleges have done it, and then Matt and Kim did it at a concert, so they did it.
I saw that one.
Yeah, that one was great.
He's got like a big block on his head.
Before the show in a huge venue, and so Matt has a block on his head and doing it, and Kim's ignoring him, and then it cuts to their concert, and they had everyone.
Can a person lead a fulfilling life having never seen a Harlem Shakes video?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm asking. I want to make sure.
I'll tell you. Yeah, the Matt and Kim one's great if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's really good. So just go to YouTube and look up Harlem Shake, and you'll see a bunch of videos there. Now, Kelly, you're not in this.
No.
And Al, you're not in it.
No.
And I'm not in it. And we feel very upset about that. So we're doing our own video.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I have them.
You guys had the option.
Yeah, we asked you guys.
I wasn't even going to do it. And then I saw the rehearsal. I'm like, man, I'm doing this.
Really? You were in after that?
It's cool. It's funny.
I saw the rehearsal and I still didn't do it.
And we wanted you guys all to do it.
It's fun.
I didn't want to pretend that I knew what was going on back there, but we're going to do our own. We're going to kick it old school.
Oh, this isn't the Harlem Shake song.
No, we got to play the song, the real Harlem Shake song, kid.
No, we're doing
it. You have to.
No, We're doing the boogie, oogie, oogie, I can't control my eyebrow dance.
Oh, that one.
Oh, dang it. Can you wait till my Botox wears off?
I can't control my eyebrow. I can't control my eyebrow. I cannot control my eyebrow. I can't control what's on my face 24/7. I can't control my eyebrow.
And then we just stand there perfectly still and just move our eyebrows up and down.
I like that dance.
I have to get back to you on that in about 2 months.
My Nike Fit says that's like 3 calories burned doing that.
Are you wearing that right now?
I get 5 action points for that.
Did you forget it again?
Yeah, I charged it and left it on the charger.
Yeah, real effective. Real effective.
Don't hate on my Nike Fit. I hit my goal every day.
How would you know? You don't wear it.
I wear it every day. My goal is 3,000 points. I've hit it every day. Even when I've left it here at work, I'll go home and put it on.
Still
and I'll get those 3,000 points. Those points are mine. Now, I don't know what they mean or if it matters at all.
Exactly.
Does anything, but exactly. I want those 3,000 points. You know what I have to do? I have to start sharing my Nike Fit results with other people on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Like my whole fan page. I'm going to share it there, and that way I'll feel more, you know, responsible for
it. You're getting sucked in.
Like I have to have it on.
You're going to be the bragger.
Yeah. Facebook braggy.
My best day, by the way, 6,300 points, if you want to compare
See,
that
there
to
there you
yours.
Are, right there.
I'm not bragging. I don't know if that's good or
I'm
not.
I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. I'm not bragging if it's true.
I'm saying my best day is this many points. I don't know if that's high or not.
Oh, I don't know. 6,300 is just typical for me.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what other people might be able to accomplish, but I personally, 6,300 is nothing.
I don't remember saying it. See, here's what I said. Let me do it again, because apparently you have some sort of bitter wax in your ears.
Yes.
Here it is again. My personal best is 6,300 points. That's the highest I've ever attained. I don't know if that's wimpy or good, because I don't share my results with other people and get to see theirs.
Oh, geez. Are we talking about exercise again?
No,
oh,
we're not. Geez. We're talking about points. Forget exercise.
Fitness talk here.
Fitness talk.
I was reading one of the blogs on this, and they said if you smoke cigarettes, you're going to get more points.
What?
So I think we all need to start that.
Yeah.
Because you wear it on your wrist. You got a cigarette going back and forth in the mouth.
Oh, man. I just eat.
How about heroin? If I shoot heroin.
I know.
Yeah. Whatever it takes. I need more points.
Yeah.
This thing will change your life. It really will.
You can start winning.
Obviously.
It'll make you do
things. How, though?
Because you'll start doing things for everybody just to get the points. You know?
But if you don't share the points with anybody, how do you know if you're doing good or not? But, like you just said.
Big Al will be like, oh, crap, I left my my talent in the car. And I'll be like, I'll go get it. And I'll run up and get it.
I left my talent.
But kid.
What?
What if I don't have anyone to do anything for?
That's why you share it on Facebook.
Like in the morning.
Random acts of kindness, Jenna. Can I just stand outside a Target and say, can I help you with your bags? Can I carry that? Can I push that cart for you?
Yeah, I
can
do
I
that. Help you and ladies freak out when I ask if I can help
them. Well, clearly you're a rapist.
Right.
No. Oh, gee. Golly.
All right.
What's so vicious.
What is that?
It says 2,000 points.
Is that the average?
Who knew?
That's the non. That's the average. The non-exercise average, right?
An average day for me is 3,000.
No, 2,000 is my goal. So that's.
I thought you said 3,000.
I'm the same as everybody else. I've hit 3,000 every day, but 2,000 is the goal. Yeah, it's cool.
Not bragging,
but you know, if you don't want one, that's fine. Kelly, it lights up, so you wouldn't know how to use it.
There's more on the way. The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Love letters to Kelly coming up, and you know there's going to be some Valentine problems.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to them here in just a minute. But first, for guys only, women, put your fingers in your ears. All right, if you're a guy who's dating somebody and you're serious with somebody, you want to prank her? You want to prank her bad on Valentine? I'm sure she'll love this.
Girls love pranks.
Here's what you do. Get a piece of paper and write on it, just scribble on it with a pen, free 5-minute massage. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then fold that up really tight and put it inside an engagement ring box.
Oh, my God. No, you're going to get somebody seriously kilt. I mean, kilt.
And wrap it. You see her, oh, my God. She opens it up. She's tearing up. Oh, piece of paper, their free 5-minute massage.
Do you get down on one knee when you give it to her as well?
If you want to see if she really,
yeah, go see, the extra mile.
If you want to see if she really loves you, give that little prank a try.
No, fellas, or if you want to be single.
Fellas,
yeah.
You're hearing this from a divorced man. Free, do not do this.
Free 5-minute massage.
Do not do that.
In the engagement ring box.
Oh, my gosh.
Give it a try.
Don't do
Let's
that.
Do love letters to Kelly now
Come on.
With Kid Craddock in the morning. I'm going to need some help on this because I can't control my eyebrows 24/7. So let's go. Here we go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Here we go again. Valentine's Day and those stupid diamond engagement ring commercials shoved down everyone's throat.
Yep.
Thanks very much for giving my girlfriend the idea that I'm going to ice skate up to her with a dozen roses and plop down on one knee and pop the question because I'm not.
Damn.
She has this wild fantasy. I'm going to ask her to marry me on Valentine's Day. She's been dropping hints and asking what she should wear on our date. I've told her several times that our Valentine's plans consist solely of me cooking her dinner. But she has decided in her head that's a cover for some fairy tale proposal.
Oh.
How can I get my girlfriend to get her head out of her fantasy and accept our relationship for what it is? It's not time yet. I want to be with her, but just lowers the expectation and quit expecting so much on Valentine's Day, please. Jimmy.
Well, I mean, you just do what you do, Jimmy, and then she'll realize, oh, it didn't happen this time,
yeah.
And then she'll be anticipating on her birthday, and then she'll be anticipating on Christmas.
And she'll leave in tears and cheat on you.
Not necessarily so.
I would.
But, I mean, you just keep doing what you do and let her have her little childish fantasies, and eventually she'll stop expecting it, and that's when you pop the question.
Okay, I have to take issue with childish fantasy.
It is a childish fantasy. That's a fantasy we've had since childhood.
So wanna be, but it's not childish. Not everything you've had since childhood is childish. I mean,
but it is a childish fantasy to expect.
To be in love with somebody and want them to propose
to you? But it's not about, she's about buying into the fantasy that they, like he said, from the commercials and what it's supposed to be and not what it really is.
Okay.
Right?
I'll accept that. You are the love expert.
That's she right. is.
Yeah, okay.
Love letters to Kelly.
Mary says, for the first time in 6 years, Kelly, I have plans for Valentine's Day.
Good for you.
Nothing too grand, just going on a relaxed dinner date with this guy that I met online, but I'm super stoked about it. I've been single for a long time, and I think this guy might have potential. But my best friend is upset at me because I can't do our annual Valentine's Day singles party. For years, we celebrated our singledom together with bottles of wine while gossiping about the latest failed relationships and divorces over the past year, trying to make ourselves feel better. She said she couldn't believe I would ditch my best friend and our yearly plan to go on a date with some, quote, online stranger. She threatened me that if I follow through with this date, our friendship could suffer.
There you go.
What should I do? I don't want to bail on my friend, but I really want to go on this date. Mary.
Go on the date. She would pull the same thing on you if she had a date. She would dump you in a heartbeat, and you know it. Do a Valentine's Day lunch with her. If that soothes her feelings, don't get wasted because then you'll be in no shape to enjoy your dinner date that night. But just, you know, if you want to pacify her, go ahead and do the lunch thing. But otherwise, she'll get over it.
My mom used to say, well, she used to say a lot of things like run down to the store and take my ID and get me some cigarettes. Mm-hmm. But
I did that for my grandma, too.
I was 12.
Yeah.
But she would also say that once you decide to leave misery behind, don't leave a forwarding address.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit there and just because she wants to be miserable her whole life doesn't mean you have to be, right?
Right.
Because I guarantee if she had a man, you would be dining alone or doing what it is. It's just she's jealous, envious is a better word.
Because you won. You got a date. That makes you a better person.
Right, exactly.
If the dude has a friend and he can take her?
No.
You don't do a double date.
What, are you crazy?
It's Al.
Yeah.
Gosh.
This guy over there.
What? What's wrong with that?
How are you in a relationship?
I don't know still.
Still baffles me.
Pretty lucky.
She's a doctor.
And she's hot.
Yeah.
What if you grab another dude and go to mud wrestling? That's Al.
Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, man.
Betty says, Kelly, you're the love expert.
Uh-huh.
My husband never remembers holidays. He doesn't celebrate our anniversary. He barely remembers my birthday. I told him if he didn't acknowledge Valentine's Day this year and at least give me some chocolate or something, he's going to sleep on the couch. He just laughed in my face and said sleeping on the couch would be a nice vacation for my snoring.
Oh,
that's lovely.
Wow.
The snoring
wife. What a dude.
This is Romeo and Juliet right here.
Man. What a guy.
Yeah. I think that he is once again going to skip over this holiday like he always does. Don't I deserve some romance and flowers just once in a while? Am I asking too much or... is he just being an ungrateful pig? That's
what
I think.
It's what you've always had.
Yeah.
It's like you accepted this from the beginning, and you know it bothers you every year, but you've got 360 rough days the rest of the year.
I'm not trying
to be man.
There's
not a romantic occasion.
I'm not trying to be man of the year here, but Dude, just
he's being a jerk.
Just step up. How hard is it?
But some men
how hard
feel,
is it to go do something?
But some men feel like it's a matter of male pride. If they give in, she wins. So I'm not giving in.
You know what? This is a manufactured holiday by the Hallmark Corporation.
Exactly, JC.
I am not going to put money in that corporation's pocket. Well, you're also going to hurt my feelings really badly on
Valentine's
Day.
Exactly. Is it worth making a
stand? Who's more important to you?
Yeah. Well, he's already shown her what he does year after year, so she could make the best of it and still do for him and try to do the spirit of giving more than receiving.
The bar is so low with him, he could do anything, and it would be better than what he's been doing.
Right. So just shower him with Valentine love.
Kelly, you can stop the advice. Apparently, she fell asleep.
Good. Oh, she snores.
That's Al snoring.
We tape Big Al snoring.
Yeah. You did not.
We did.
Al, this is when I was rooming with you, dude.
That's in Playa, right?
That sounds
London.
That's in London.
Really? London, okay.
I don't even know how sometimes you like make it through the night. It sounds like it's such a struggle to breathe.
Dude,
like, if I were sleeping with you, I'd wake up. I'd wake you up and be like, are you okay?
I get it from my dad.
You can't wake Al up when he's sleeping. I tried.
Like, if you were a hip-hop artist, they should name you Sleep Rapnea.
He's the true Wheezy.
Yeah. Yeah, the true Wheezy. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That is Big Al snoring, ladies.
Was he rolling over in the pile of chicken bones after he finished?
Probably. With his shirt off.
Is that on his back? On your back. You can't sit on your back when it's like that.
This is what happens roughly 9 seconds after your little rendezvous with Al.
Because roughly how many times did you eat KFC in London?
Every day.
How many days were there?
Exactly.
Al.
I thought he had a kazoo down his throat.
Not healthy.
Oh, that's some good sleep right there, dude. That was
not
good
sleep. That's not good.
That was some good
sleep.
No
wonder you're how you are. You don't ever sleep, even when you're sleeping. That's
not resting.
Not sleep.
Yeah, it was some good sleep. What are you talking about?
Do you really
snoring
think that?
Snoring isn't a sign of good sleep.
Have you not read or anything that people that do that are much more likely to have heart attacks,
really?
Strokes?
Well, y'all should wake me up then.
There's a surgery for that, Al, that will fix that.
Like, or you could lose about 20. That would help. It truly will.
Try that on a woman today at work.
Oh.
When she's like, man, I'm already pitting in this blouse. Well, you could lose 20.
Hey,
try that.
She's hitting
tough
me when
love.
I'm down. She's hitting me while I'm down. Dang. She's kicking me while I'm down.
And why are you down?
I lost my weight loss a bit.
We never even covered this on the air, but because the outcome was... guaranteed.
Dude, I was doing so well, man. Last week this time we had a little check-in weigh-in, and I had lost.
First of all,
your downfall.
What was the bet? What's the bet?
It's bad. Kid.
The bet, it was pretty serious.
Yeah, I mean, it's heavy.
It was just me and another dude.
Other guy.
Yeah, and it was just pound for pound. We had the same amount of weight to lose.
You're the same size?
So it wasn't a percentage thing. It was
it wasn't a percentage.
Pound.
It was just pound for pound for 6 weeks.
More weight.
And yesterday was the weigh-in.
What did he start at?
235,
and
I think. And I started at 244.
Okay, so you had a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the loser it has to buy 4 airline tickets to New Orleans.
What?
Yeah, for the
hotel
day.
On Bourbon Street. Well, two hotel rooms on Bourbon Street.
Ow!
And all the dinner and drinks for the night.
The whole trip. Basically pay for the whole trip.
But I was like, I got this.
So why would a person with such a poor track record of success enter into a bet like that?
Well, because he won the one that he did with us.
It'd be like if I said, I'm going to arm wrestle JC. And when the bet is, he gets my condo.
Well, if the pain is great.
That's so dumb.
But if the pain is great enough, you figured, even in your horrible track record.
It was motivation. And I said, I could do this. I could lose 20.
So you started at 244.
Yeah.
And
last week, he
started at 235. Forget last week.
This is the pivotal point.
Okay. This is what happened. Last week, he came into the bar, and I said, you know what? Let's do a check-in.
Uh-huh.
Let's just see how we're doing. I had lost 14 pounds. He had lost 10. So, I'm like, I got this.
Winning. Yeah.
So I'm in the bag.
So you're at that point, you're 4 pounds up?
Yes.
Or was it tied before that? Okay.
Yes.
So you're 4 pounds
up. 4 pounds up,
okay.
Dude.
And then one more week.
That's all we had.
So all you had to do was
not
lose a 4 pound advantage in 7 days.
I knew
days.
You were going to lose when I saw you eating fried chicken the other day. And I go,
that
Al,
was
what do
one
you do?
Little
low
meat.
Fat fried chicken with pepperoni on it
that
and cheese.
And Al comes in.
Yeah, one piece is bad.
Where can I find one of those sweatsuits?
I bought the sauna suit that makes you look like a Martian.
You bought that.
And ran on the treadmill with it.
You had a European wrap.
It was like Rocky
it's
Balboa.
It's like that plastic thing. You
no,
know,
that looks like aluminum foil and wrestlers do it to lose weight. Right before
was that after your full body scrub?
No, I was gonna get the body wrap, but
yeah. The sea salt scrub.
Well, and I told Al, I'm like, I think that's only for
yesterday was the way in. And he came in. He's like, yeah, I just got out of the sauna, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What'd
and
you
I
do?
Got on the scale. And I, in the last week, I gained 4 pounds.
Oh, wow. So you started exactly, you finished exactly where you started.
No, I'm 10 pounds down.
I see what you mean about the motivation.
But did you keep drinking after you had your lead?
10 pounds down, man. And he lost whatever, he beat me by 4 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, Al. So Al gained 4 and he lost
8 or whatever it is.
Big Al is, no, I should talk to you, you're right here in the room. You know you're not.
Yeah, right here, dog.
Yeah, you know you're not the most competitive person in the world, and by that I mean you're not the least bit competitive at all.
You know what,
and that's one of the things we love about you is that you are such a get along guy with everybody that you don't have all that nasty competitiveness that I think can be a negative. I actually went to therapy for being too competitive.
But this ruined my day.
So you're not competitive.
I'm really pissed at myself. Really.
What'd you do after you lost?
I ate a double cheeseburger and a Miller Lite. Well, so man.
That's all he was talking about yesterday. I can't wait to this weigh-in. I've been craving a double cheeseburger. You were talking about it all day. Your mind was just not in the right place.
Yeah.
I was there. I was this.
You don't want it.
Close.
You didn't want it.
I
didn't want it bad enough.
You didn't want it.
I was like,
Al, if you were on a football team that was and they went 2 touchdowns up, you would lay down. You'd be like, what? We're up 14. Yeah. I'm going to lay down for a minute.
Yeah, I can see
but
the
you're the quarterback.
Line, so.
I don't care. I'm going
to
lay down.
How'd you manage to lose 20 pounds when we
hold on.
The
Big Al Mack on the sidelines. What's going on? Let's go to our sideline reporter. Name a guy, sideline reporter, anybody.
Steve Tasker.
Steve Tasker. Well, the lights are off in the Superdome. Some of the lights are on. Some of the lights are off. We don't know where the quarterback is. Oh, wait. There he is. We have found Big Al Mack. Apparently feeling good about his 14-point lead here in the Super Bowl. See, never let the lights go out in the Superdome. Look what happened. Big Al sound asleep. Uh-huh. All right, I guess they're going to have to rely on Tim Tebow to finish this off.
Oh, no.
Man, I was so close.
You were not that close. You were that close.
I was right there.
How many pounds did he lose total? From 235 to?
I think he lost like 15.
15. He went 235, 220.
Yeah.
You went 245. You don't even weigh less than him.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Man, I was on a treadmill like 60 and 70 minutes at a time.
4 airline tickets. 2 hotel rooms.
Yeah. And all the food and drink.
You burn more fat if you would have lifted.
Al, that's like $4,000.
You didn't lift any weights that entire time?
Al. We told you.
I was there, man.
You have two complete fitness dorks over here. It's like Christy Brinkley and Chuck Norris on my left. You know, they're showing you the total gym again. That's all they freaking talk about.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I know that we are a melting pot here in America.
Mm-hmm.
Love our country for that. Love the diversity. Love seeing, you know, it just wouldn't be interesting. There wouldn't be good cultural significant differences between
us.
There wouldn't be restaurants that are authentic. There wouldn't be, you know, if you live in a homogenous society like Japan, where pretty much everybody's Japanese, everything's the same. Everybody looks similar to you. Everybody eats the same as you. I love that we have that diversity.
Yeah.
But I am shocked to discover this.
Hmm.
And maybe it's a result of that diversity. You know, only 60% of Americans will celebrate Valentine's Day? 60% will even acknowledge Valentine's Day.
Really?
60%.
Is that because only 60% of the people in the country are American?
I think that's a factor. I think it's also because 90% of men are not romantic.
And a lot of people aren't even in relationships.
And the woman just doesn't bring it up because she doesn't want to have her feelings hurt again.
Okay.
According to the National Retail Federation, only 60% of Americans will celebrate Valentine's Day or even acknowledge it in any way. That makes Valentine's Day the second least popular holiday.
Behind?
Not
I'm
going to
go with St.
Probably.
Patrick's Day.
No.
You just nailed it, Kelly Raspberry.
Really?
Miss Scottish Kelly Raspberry.
But everybody I know gets drunk on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, that's everybody you know.
Yeah, most people don't really do anything, but if they remember to wear green, it's a good day.
Yeah.
You know?
That means these holidays are bigger than Valentine's Day. So, guys, you can use this as ammo when she's like, what'd you get me? You could say, dude, Valentine's Day is second in popularity, lack of popularity, only to What did I say?
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, but is that...
That means that Groundhog Day is bigger than Valentine's Day.
That's 50% of people, right? Not just couples.
People. That means Secretary's Day is bigger than Valentine's Day.
It should be.
Flag Day is bigger than Valentine's Day.
No.
Talk Like a Pirate Day. Bigger than Valentine's Day. Christmas number one, 93% participation.
Sure. Halloween is probably
I think
close.
You can tell.
But that includes Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Ramadan.
The way I can really tell is when I walk into a Target or a Walmart based on the amount of decorations for sale.
How many aisles?
Yeah, because you go for Christmas, it's like just brimming. Halloween, again, a really big one. But Valentine's Day, not a lot. And you might be lucky if you get one shelf for St. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. It's just that's how I kind of judge it. Because I wanted to do, we do an annual Valentine's Day party for my friends with all their kids, and this year I wanted to buy some new Valentine decorations. There's hardly anything out, so that's how I kind of base it.
Okay,
and that's kind of an really scientific survey.
Seen a lot of same-sex Valentines out there now with a push towards gay marriage and everything. Like,
no,
like, hey, buddy, like you know those little hearts. What if one just said, "Whoa, this is awkward,"
hey,
something like that.
I didn't know how to approach this.
Yeah,
but since it's Valentine's Day, why not?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I posted on my Facebook page, that's kidfacebook.com, K-I-D-D, facebook.com, the most unintentionally threatening Valentine's card ever made by a kid.
I loved it.
And it says, it's a heart crudely drawn on a piece of construction paper, red heart, and in red ink, it says, "Mom and Dad, you are lucky to be alive."
Oh, my.
You know the kid didn't mean it that way.
I know.
But it's so funny.
Jeez.
And then their pet went missing. They're lucky to be alive.
Wow. It's so funny. Kids just they are innocent. The other night Emma
Kelly, understand that phrase.
Right.
What I know, well the other night Emma Kelly said, "Mommy, I want you to help me to write a book. Why? So I can read it after you're dead." It's like, thanks.
Wow.
In her heart, that was like the biggest act of love she could give me, but she's already
planning
for my funeral.
Yeah, but then she added to that Friday.
Come up Friday.
Wow.
All right. We need a caller right now who's a huge fan of The Bachelor because we have a trip to give away. And this trip is to California a week from Friday. You'll go to L.A. We'll give you the airfare. We'll give you the hotel, the two tickets to the taping of The Bachelor Women Tell All. It's a week from Friday. It's when they bring all the Bachelor contestants that got kicked off, they come and show their bitterness to the guy that rejected them.
Has there ever been a guy in the audience during one of those final ceremonies? Because I don't think I've ever seen one.
There are.
There are very few.
There are some gay men and some henpecked men over there. And if you'd like to win this trip right now, call us up. You have to call for this. The number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you don't watch The Bachelor and you're like, "Oh, I'd like to go to L.A., you're not going to win because there's questions. So you're going to have, I mean, the first question, you're out if you don't watch the show. So give us a call right now. 800-KID-LIVE, K-I-D-D-L-I-V-E. But don't put the E on there.
No,
more like KID LIVE.
KID LIVE.
Yeah.
Like Liv Tyler.
All right, there's about 8 million Valentine's Day surveys going around. You know what happens here? Companies hire PR people, like public relations people, to make up these surveys and put them out and tie their product in. They'll be like, "How much does the average couple sleep on Valentine's night? Well, there must be a lot of action going on because it's only 5 hours, according to Posturepedic." So that's what they do. You know, they tie their product in. So here's one that I picked out that I kind of liked. The worst time to buy last-minute flowers tomorrow is not at 5:30. It's at 3 p.m.
That's the worst.
That's the worst time because they found that flower shops typically have the restock come in around 3 to meet the rush for 5:30. And the people are busy doing the inventory and putting that stock away. And so they're distracting. There's people in the store. It's not as crowded with customers, but the clerks aren't available to wait on them.
Okay. Yeah.
Convoluted, isn't it?
Yeah.
The top three most popular places to take a date on Valentine's Day, you know, you could say a restaurant, but that's not specific enough.
Okay.
Yeah. A French restaurant.
Escargot.
You don't have to go France.
But you know what?
I thought Italian was.
Yeah, there's not that many French restaurants. There really aren't.
I could name one.
I think that's because French food sucks.
It does.
Yeah, it's real heavy. But you know what? It's funny because I don't like pasta, but I don't think there's anything more romantic than an Italian restaurant because it's so dark.
Yeah, I mean, the French are always bragging about their. What have they ever done? I mean, has there ever been one famous French chef? Come on.
Well, the guy on the taste is French.
All right, there's one. It's like the states that end in A, you know? There's never been one famous French culinary expert.
Not one.
Actually, they're pretty much all French.
Most of
them. I don't
mind. And that's the joke.
Paula Dean?
But see, I'm sitting here and I can't think of one.
But the French, their main dish, the most popular one, or the one that I know of, is the escargot, and isn't that snails?
And croissants.
And fries.
That's French.
It is snails, JC. Yeah.
Have you tried them?
No, they're too fast for me.
We should...
I go to eat them and they're running away.
I know, when I went to France...
That's a joke about how slow snails are.
I know, I got it.
The only thing I ate the whole time I was in France were those croque monsieur's.
Oh, yeah.
The ham and cheese sandwich with cheese on the outside.
Fried waiter.
That was some good eating.
Kid, we just got a Facebook message that says, "Kid, you're so stupid. Snails are really slow."
And softball's not fake. This is something to keep in the back of your mind, especially if you have a Valentine who you haven't been with for a super long time.
Okay.
And the topic of this survey is pain. 58% of women said they... quote, enjoy a little pain on Valentine's Day.
A little pinch here and there?
I'd recommend that you body slam her into the sliding glass doors.
Yeah.
Listen here, brother.
Yeah.
Well, thrown by up the way, against this, the wall wouldn't hurt anything.
They enjoy painful
This survey,
romance.
By the way, was done in Chris Brown's house. So that's cool.
58%.
Pain.
Like painful romance.
Yeah. 58% of women say on Valentine's Day, they enjoy a little pain.
Well, don't buy her anything.
Yeah,
that'll hurt.
Yeah, the pain of not getting
it.
That'll
hurt.
Put her in an arm bar before you get going.
Maybe like a little spank or something?
Headlock.
Is that what they're thinking of?
Kelly, mean?
Kelly, just run with it in your head.
Well, I mean,
it's
pain
so
doesn't
obvious.
Have to be violent, right?
If this isn't obvious to you, you're not old enough to know what it means.
Well, it doesn't have to be violent pain.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, pain.
It doesn't have to be violent pain. No, I think that's a safe assumption. It does not have to be violent pain. It could be just a twist or a turn or
hair
pull, whatever.
Like
hair pull.
Hair pull.
Something. Yeah, I'm just saying. Just throwing.
Al.
It out.
Do you really
want to just throwing it out there. Now. Just keeping it real.
But if because you've never done anything like that before, and you decide to surprise your woman, should you give her a heads up first?
No.
You know, like.
No.
What, yeah, I'm about to pull your hair.
You say the most romantic phrase ever. Honey, I'm fixing to hurt you.
I'm bringing the pain, baby.
In some states, that's foreplay. Now get in the truck.
It might, like, you know, rock her world, like, in a bad way.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Women love it,
but what's tied in with pain? Always.
Come on. Joy.
Joy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like sunshine and rain.
But
which one is which?
And beauty.
Is pain rain or is pain sunshine?
Well, if you get a sunburn, sunshine. Yeah.
Thanks.
So the girls like pain, but us dudes, we don't, right?
No.
I'm not.
Yeah, do you not? You
I don't need any pain.
I'm not really into
it. I don't need any pain with
like
my joy.
Pain. I got concentrate.
Just give me joy. Yeah. I got joy.
And
no
joy.
Pain. And no pain.
No pain.
I don't need any pain. I don't need that.
Yeah, so, you know, you just, if she doesn't do what you want, you just jump for joy.
There you go.
There you go. Now we know. Joy and pain.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Any other helpful hints?
No, we got somebody that wants to do the contest.
Maltes.
Yeah. First, Jenny.
From the block?
Yeah, Jenny's first. Okay. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
You are breathless with excitement because you want to go to L.A. and see the Win and Tell All on...
Chris Harrison. And welcome to an exciting new season of The Bachelor.
The Bachelor. Do you want to go to The Bachelor?
Oh, my God, seriously, I'm so excited.
Do you watch it all the time?
I do.
Can I ask how old
you
are?
Every week I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're going to show this and make it look all dramatic, and it's really not going to be dramatic.
Right,
at all.
Right. But they do a good job with it. They do.
Yeah.
Are you over or under 25?
Over.
You don't sound it. You sound very young.
Well, thank you.
How young a person are you? Are you under 30?
Now I'm 32.
32. Okay. That's right in the wheelhouse of that.
You're 32. How horrible.
You're like Ashley.
I can't believe you're 32.
Okay, hold on. That'll be our first question. You're 32? Oh, my God. Why aren't you married? Why don't you already have kids at 32? I hope to be married and have kids at 32.
Because you're a loser.
Who on The Bachelor this season said that last week?
This week.
Tierra.
Tierra is correct, and you've got the first question.
There you go.
All right.
That gets you to the lightning round. Congratulations. And the lightning round, we're going to give you some statements that are either true or false. If you think the statement is true, say, that happened. If you think it's false, say, that never happened.
Okay.
You have to get, we have three questions. No, we can't have three questions. How many do you want to do? One, two. How many you got, Kelly?
Two, four, six, seven.
Seven.
I just started writing them. I don't know.
Okay. We're going to do 10. Okay? And okay. You have to get the majority of them correct. That's majority. All. Just 6 out of 10. That's it.
More okay. than five.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. That happened or that never happened. Kelly, I think we need to...
make some
fun. Yeah. Don't you think?
So let me come stand next to you so we can look at each other's things.
Come on over here.
Let me
See, here's what happened. Kelly wrote all the real ones and I wrote all the fake ones. So
if I read mine, it's going to be kind of obvious.
It's that's kind of a dead giveaway on what to choose. Mm-hmm. Kelly, come on over sometime today and
said,
had to put your makeup on.
Should
I go stand next to you so we could look at each other's things?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I had to make my font bigger so you could read it.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Okay. Here's the first one. You ready?
I'm ready.
You got to get all. You got to get 6 out of 10.
Heart's beating so fast.
Sean gave the very first rose, the first impression rose, to Tierra.
That happened.
That happened.
Yeah.
That's one.
She's been bragging about it the whole season.
One bachelorette sports, one of the remaining bachelorettes sports a nose ring.
That happened.
That did happen. It's Catherine.
Good job.
Very nice. Iraqi-born Selma showed up for mountain climbing wearing a burqa.
That didn't happen.
That did not happen. Well
Good
done.
Good job. 3 for 3, baby.
3 for 3. To make one-armed Sarah feel better about having one arm, Sarah had her French bulldog Leo brought in as a surprise. No, Sean
Who
did.
Had
a- Sean
oh,
had.
That happened.
Yeah, that happened. All right.
She- 4 for 4.
Dude, we are not going to fool her. Okay. Tierra stole Sean's watch and tried to sell it to Chris Harrison.
That did not happen.
Okay.
Not on camera anyway.
Not that we know of.
5 for 5.
After Amanda fell and almost broke her face, Sean decided to call off the roller derby date, and then he sent Amanda home.
That happened.
That did happen. All those things happened.
That's 6.
Is that 6?
That's 6,
yeah.
All right, bonus round. Oh. This is for exhibition purposes.
Just for fun?
Yeah. Tierra made waves at the pool party when she held Brooke's head underwater for over 2 minutes.
That did not happen.
No.
Although that would have
There's
been
There's no Brooke.
I know.
No question.
Sean ran through the streets of St. Croix screaming, Emily.
No, that did not happen.
All right. See, that was last season. One of last year's contestants, Ari, showed up and awkwardly gave Sean a kissing demonstration using Sean as the girl.
That did not happen.
Wait, all these things didn't happen. Dang it. I guess we're done then.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what that means, don't you?
Did I win?
What does that mean?
I think that means that you are going... Oh, wait a minute. I got one more for you. The girls protested when they were told the next competition would involve arm farting.
That did not happen.
All right. Coming up next Friday, you're going to L.A. for The Bachelor.
Oh, my God.
The Girls Tell All.
Are you kidding me?
Now, the next, I have a very loaded question for you, and you can answer this any way you want, okay? But you have to decide right now. No feelings will be hurt no matter what you decide.
Okay.
Do you have a BFF?
Yes.
Who is she?
Kim Sackett.
Kim. And she loves The Bachelor just like you do.
Well, she kind of quit watching, but she's still my best
She
friend.
Quit watching.
How dare she?
Then maybe this option will be more attractive to you. You can either take Kim the quitter, or you can take, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Or you can take, as your date, to The Girls Tell All, Kelly Raspberry.
Raspberry Dan.
I think that's pretty obvious.
Really, you don't feel obligated to take me. I mean, it'd be fun.
Did you hear her scream?
I know. I really won't be mad at you if you pick your best friend. I would completely understand.
Jenny.
That's a tough call. Oh.
One hotel room, right?
Jenny, when will you ever have a chance to go anywhere or do anything with the person on this show who hates listeners more than anything?
Hey, now, I kind of feel bad for Kelly. You guys give her a bad rap.
She really wants to go to this, and I think you'd be fun for her to go with, but you don't have to.
I don't want you to feel guilted into it. It's no pressure, honestly.
If you want to take no bachelor watching Kim instead, I guess you could. She won't know what's going on, but So I need an answer from you in the next five seconds.
Kelly,
I'm going to have to go with Kim Stackett. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not mad, honestly.
Then
I
put down that razor blade. Why do you have a razor blade?
I would have loved to have gone, but she's got to live with her best friend who would never forgive her.
Kelly is talking to you with her head in the oven right
now.
Yeah,
but you guys could have become best
friends.
Way
to go. You know how fragile she is.
Yeah.
I guess there'll be another season.
I did everything but tell you you're required to take Kelly.
And Kelly worked on getting this trip and everything. So yeah. Hard,
at the end of the night, when you want to go out, Kelly's going to be, no, not going. Not going to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
That is very true.
Congratulations. You and Kim, Jenny, are going to the Bachelor Tells All. The girls tell all. That's
a week
from Friday. It's L.A., baby.
It's
hard to tell on this show if we're on the air or not. I got the greatest take on Valentine's Day from a girl named Jordan.
She's single?
Feeling this. Yeah, she is.
Okay.
She said, here's why I hate Valentine's Day, and most girls I know my age, 26, hate it too. Hmm. And then she has it listed like one, two, three, four, like five things here. Ready?
Okay. Ready.
Because it probably reminds you of some ex and why he is an ex. Last year, you two probably had a romantic day together, rose petals, candles. As February 14th approaches this year, you start to remember that with a smile. And then you get annoyed as you remember why you broke things off. Why have a day that just causes pain? Next one.
All right.
Because it feels like a formality, especially to guys. Guys who do nothing sweet all year get total redemption if they do one good thing on Valentine's Day. So it encourages women to settle for one day of sweetness a year. That's lame. Dude, can you only make somebody feel special on a manufactured holiday? Displays of affection should not feel forced or come pre-planned. Because spending Valentine's Day with your homegirls is cute.
Mm-mm.
But it's also very sad.
Mm-hmm.
And spending it with your boys is sus. 2 years ago, a friend of mine had some single lady thing at her house on Valentine's Day. It was like a celebration of singleness, which is fine on a regular day. But on Valentine's Day, what a pathetic group of losers we are. All right, next one. Because you can't go anywhere and have a lovey-dovey free day. Ever tried to just go out to eat and then you realize it's Valentine's Day? No table for you. It's like Christians on Easter. Same with the grocery store. Oh, I'm going to make guacamole. Oh, wait. I have to fight through a crowd of tortured men who are forced by society to buy heart-shaped cookies.
I just think it's kind of a silly holiday. Even if I was dating someone, I'm really big on let's just have dinner.
More evidence that Jenna is a dude. Can we get a theme song, Jenna is a dude?
Jenna is a dude.
Kelly used to be a dude.
I'm a dude in some aspects.
She is.
I just want him to acknowledge something. You know, when Freddie and I were together, it wasn't a big expensive gift. He, like the very last Valentine's Day we had together, I think, he cooked dinner. He went and rented the original Romeo and Juliet.
Naked?
And he went and bought me some, you know, stuff from Victoria's Secret, but not real, like, sexy crotchless stuff that I'm not going to wear anyway. He bought me, like, some really pretty yoga pants.
Kelly just said sexy crotchless in the same
sentence. I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to wear that.
How about tacky crotchless?
He bought me, you know, like, some yoga pants that had a satin bow, because he knew that's the kind of stuff I'd like to wear around the house. Laid it out in the bed for me.
And that's smart.
But he just did something small, and he never bought me expensive gifts. Unfortunately, I'm the girl that doesn't care about jewelry.
Yeah.
I am a guy's worst shopping for nightmare. I don't care about that stuff. So
okay, here's how I would rate it. On a scale of 1 to 10, you, Valentine's Day, in importance, I would put it at 6.5. Jenna, 2.
Yeah.
Making her more dude than you.
I would say, yeah.
You're a dude.
Oh, Valentine's Day. I'll take it or leave it. If he said happy Valentine's Day and we spent the night watching something on TV, I'd be fine with it.
No. I need a little
really?
More,
and no
little
present?
More than that.
Nothing.
No
That's
present.
Dinner.
No. Cooking dinner together would be cool, I think, because I don't really like to cook.
But that's an effort. That's putting forth a little effort there.
Don't you think, guys, that women say, I don't care unless nothing happens, and then I really care, and then it's the biggest deal ever?
I'm telling you, I think flowers are the hugest waste of money, but on Valentine's Day, I want some flowers.
You got to do it.
Because it's just part of it.
Wow. You know, if my dad wanted to get flowers for my mom for Valentine's Day, my mom would give him, you know, the high five for effort, because my dad would have to find a flower shop, walk in, stand in line, pick them out, bring them home, make sure the vase doesn't turn over and spill water all over his car. You know, there was effort.
It's just the effort. That's all it is.
Today.
You pick up the phone. Oh, go online.
On Amazon, I can one day click that bad boy. Yeah. It takes me less than 3 seconds to order you flowers. So where's the thought in that? Three seconds to get you
flowers.
Well,
that's why girls' standards get higher, because we know how easy everything is.
That's why my argument was, and y'all shoot me down on this every year, if the guy would actually take them to the girl's job himself and hand deliver them
with a guitar and sing to her.
Well, now you have to do all the cheese ball stuff, but just walking there and because it just displays.
I feel that, Al. I feel that. It makes it more.
It's not about the gift. Something. It's about the effort.
Right. Okay. Check this out.
Well, that's effort.
That's a lot of effort.
So that's also, I couldn't get him from the florist in time, so I went by the grocery store and bought a bouquet and brought him myself.
And that's, you know, the
cynicism.
The after work trip to the grocery store on Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's
whip.
Different.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.